me of Jamie from The X Factor.
Did he sing this?
It was his opening audition number, I think. Was it?
I managed to miss that.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, I was really, yeah, I was I really supportive to. Of Jamie. Mm.
Good. I'm sure he appreciates that.
I'm sure he does.
Where did he win?
No.
So where is he now?
I don't know. Somewhere combing his afro. He had a massive fro, didn't he? Right. Do you not remember the one?
I didn't watch it.
Oh,
I did, you know.
See,
I thought
cool.
At some point they were going to finally get to the fro. I thought they'd... and he would
you thought they'd shave it off or something? They kind of tamed it down
tamed
a bit.
It a little bit, but it was just like, you know, come on, let it go.
No!
Let it go.
Oh.
I used to win it back in the 80s. I had one of those manky little rat's tails at the back of my
They were nice, weren't they?
Oh, my God.
They
and
were
I just and I wouldn't let it go. And I did a show at Chichester, which needed sort of, we were playing Prussian officers, and it needed sort of a big haircut at the back. And I even devised a way of curling it up.
And tucking it in with a pin curl.
And finally, somebody said, just cut it off.
Yeah.
And it is the best thing I think I ever did.
It was an odd fashion, wasn't it?
Well, horrible. In retrospect, not a good one, but then, you know, but so many things.
I suppose. Did you watch The X Factor then? Were you tuning in?
I watched bits and
But weren't you on the other side during The X Factor? Wasn't Merlin playing during that time?
Yes, I would watch Merlin and then we'd sort of, you know, then we'd flip a bit. Flip and flop.
Yeah. I think you did really well to not get involved at all.
Did I?
Yes, I think...
I found it quite resistible, I'll be honest. I didn't struggle.
See, I find Britain's Got Talent entirely resistible.
Yes.
But The X Factor...
Oh, do you? See, I find that fascinating.
Do you? No, yes, I'm saying that. I've never seen it, but I guess...
I mean, I have been drawn into these. I know that once you get drawn
that's
in,
it
does feel like lifeblood.
It's because
but if you manage to avoid them completely...
Yes,
you,
I suppose.
You're looking at it objectively, you can't really understand what the obsession is. Because but people love it, don't they?
Well, when they start with the audition process... I love it. Mm. But you've done a fair bit of music yourself.
Done some. Yeah.
Have you?
I mean, yes. I mean, back in the 80s, I did the rock thing. But I make the sensible decision that actually acting was probably a better.
Right. Did that happen suddenly, or was it a gradual move?
Well, acting
from music to acting.
No. Acting was what I started. I went to drama school. You know, and the first gig out of drama school happened to be Godspell. Was a national tour because I had a high voice and could cover all the you know. So I did understudied. But then from then on, I had a very good agent who said, right, let's, you know, I did a Shakespeare, and then I went up to Cheltenham Rep, and they wanted me to do Joseph, so I did that, and then they asked me back, and he said, okay, as long as he can do some straight plays. So it was trying
the
difficulty with musicals is that, and music is that you kind of get
stuck
into
there,
a corner, tucked into a corner, and you have to work really hard to say, no, actually, I'm a serious actor as well.
Sure.
But you were also a bit of a session musician now and again, weren't you?
Yeah.
Now, do you consider, because we just had LaRue in, and she feels... Session musician is perhaps the wrong term to use for people of...
I think she only meant for her gang, because they are very much
her band.
As
it happens, I know. In fact, I did Godspell at the Young Vic with LaRue's mum.
Wow!
Trudy Godwin.
Right.
She just said...
Right.
How funny.
Does that mean you all frolicked naked on stage together?
No,
that was hair, wasn't it?
No.
Hair was
Stephen Schwartz, it was all very clean.
It was all very clothed.
Yes, very clothed.
Yeah.
Very biblical.
Yeah. I bet you've had your kit off in your time, though, have you?
No. The closest I've done, well, in Little Britain, I wore a thong and a bit of duster, much to my family's amusement or not. In Rocky Horror, I wore a basque and stockings and all that. But no, it's not something that I don't think people want to see my sad body, really.
I bet lots of people do.
I'm sure they will.
I bet we could probably get a few on the phones.
<That's> really? Let's not.
I bet
but your daughters are now trading the boards, right?
Emily's in Between Us, and Daisy's just done an independent movie, a really, really good script called The Last Seven.
Uh-huh.
Waiting to see what happens with that.
And do you like that, or are you a little bit nervous of them following them?
No, I love it. I mean, I must admit, when they first talked about it, and I kind of went, oh, well, you know, do drama at school, and Sarah, my other half, said, you know, back in your box, don't be ridiculous.
Yeah.
If you stop them now, then... when they're 40, that'll be the thing that's that'll be you know, and if you, who knows whether they're going to want to do it when they're 25. Yeah. But it's actually, she was quite right. It's actually helped them with all sorts of people skills and just, you know, and getting over the fact that it's not, you know, not taking it personally. If you don't get the job, it's not actually about talent or about, it's literally, you know, what you look, you know what it's like. Mm. It's actually got nothing to do with anything other than, do you fit the bill at that moment? Are you what the director sees in his mind's eye?
You give them a wonderful, calm and respectful example to aim for. It's lovely to have you. And listen, we're gonna finish with one of the songs on which you can be heard singing in the background from the 80s.
Well, thank you very much. Red Box. Yes, thank you.
A bit of Red Box. If you listen carefully, you'll hear Tony Head. Listen,
in the meantime, 6 degrees of separation, Old Vic.
Yes, I will get down there and see it.
Funny, witty, bitter, dark. It's everything you can want. It's as the director said, it is the perfect play. It's brilliant.
Absolutely. And you're in it, which is awesome.
And I am in it. Leslie Manville and Obili.
Yeah.
And a cast of hundreds.
Yes. Brilliant. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for
Thank you for putting up with the understudies today.
It was marvellous.
This is Lean On Me featuring Anthony Head and Red Box.
Cue the track.